Unit 3, Exercise 6. Bioreactor design is a relatively complex engineering task, which is studied in the discipline of biochemical engineering. Under optimum conditions, the microorganisms or cells are able to perform their desired function with limited production of impurities. The environmental conditions inside the bioreactor, such as temperature, nutrient concentrations, pH and dissolved gases, especially oxygen for aerobic fermentations, affect the growth and productivity of the organisms. The temperature of the fermentation medium is maintained by a cooling jacket, coils, or both. Particularly exothermic fermentations may require the use of external heat exchangers. Nutrients may be continuously added to the fermenter, as in a fed batch system, or may be charged into the reactor at the beginning of fermentation. The pH of the medium is measured and adjusted with small amounts of acid or base, depending upon the fermentation. For aerobic and some anaerobic fermentations, reactant gases, especially oxygen, must be added to the fermentation. Since oxygen is relatively insoluble in water, air, or purified oxygen must be added continuously. The action of the rising bubbles helps mix the fermentation medium and also strips out waste gases, such as carbon dioxide. In practice, bioreactors are often pressurized. This increases the solubility of oxygen in water. In an aerobic process, optimal oxygen transfer is sometimes the rare limiting step. Oxygen is poorly soluble in water, even less in warm fermentation broths, and is relatively scarce in air. Oxygen transfer is usually helped by agitation, which is also needed to mix nutrients and to keep the fermentation homogeneous. Gas-dispersing agitators are used to break up air bubbles and circulate them throughout the vessel.